Welcome back, and get ready to step into that retro rave lane. In this lesson, we're going to build a brick roll offset in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school drum and bass vibes, and we're going to do it without wrecking our headroom. That part matters a lot, because in drum and bass, the energy is supposed to feel huge, but the mix still needs space for the bass, the master chain, and all the little details that make the track hit properly. The idea here is simple but powerful. Instead of looping a break exactly on the grid, we're going to nudge parts of the roll slightly forward or slightly behind the beat. That tiny timing move gives the groove movement, tension, and that classic rave swing. It can make a drum pattern feel way more alive without needing a ton of extra layers. Let's set this up from the beginning. Open Ableton Live 12 and set the tempo to around 172 BPM. That's a great starting point for jungle and old school DNB. Now create your tracks. For this workflow, it helps to have an audio track for your break, plus a MIDI track ready for a bass line, and if you like, a separate drum rack track for sliced break control. The easiest beginner route is to load a break sample onto an audio track first. Use something with character, an immense style break, a funky drummer type loop, or any dusty break with good snare hits and ghost notes will work nicely. You want something that already has movement in it. The more personality the sample has, the more life you'll get out of a simple offset. Once the break is in the timeline, listen to it in loop mode and make sure it feels right at the project tempo. In the clip view, you can use warp settings to keep it in time. For this style, try beats mode, preserve at 1/16 or 1/8, and keep the transients natural. If the break starts sounding too processed or digital, that usually means the warp settings are too aggressive. For old school drum and bass, you want the break to feel gritty and real, not overly polished. Now for the fun part, slicing. Right-click the break clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For most beginners, transient slicing is the best place to start, because it automatically chops the break at the natural hit points. Ableton will create a drum rack with your slices, and now each hit can be triggered separately. That's the big advantage here. Instead of moving the whole break around, you can focus on the exact notes that create the roll. Before you get fancy, build a basic two-step foundation. Put the kick on beat 1, the snare on beat 3, and add a few supporting hats or ghost hits in between. This gives the track a strong skeleton. In jungle and DNB, the roll should usually feel like motion on top of a solid backbeat, not chaos fighting for attention. Now let's create the break roll itself. Program a short repeating phrase using a few slices. Think ghost note, snare slice, hat slice, maybe the kick tail or low tom, then another ghost note. Keep your grid around 1/16 notes at first. Then experiment with triplet placements or small off-grid shifts. The key is to make the roll feel like it's leaning into the beat, not sitting stiffly on it. You want that classic forward motion. Here's where the offset comes in. You can offset the roll in a few different ways inside Ableton Live 12. If your break slices are in a drum rack, open the MIDI clip and move some notes slightly ahead or behind the grid. Even tiny nudges can make a big difference. A ghost note a little earlier can create urgency. A snare a touch late can create that laid-back tension. Don't shift everything the same way, because then it starts sounding sloppy instead of alive. Think in layers of timing, not one perfect offset. Another great option is the groove pool. You can drag a groove from a break or another source into the groove pool and apply it subtly to your pattern. Start small, maybe 10-25%. That way you get feel without losing the shape of the rhythm. Groove is one of those tools that can make a pattern breathe while still keeping the main pulse clear. A third approach is to duplicate the roll and shift the duplicate a little. You might have one version on the grid and another version slightly offset. Then alternate between them across one bar or two bar phrases. That contrast can sound very retro rave and gives the track a more live, human feel. Now, while all of this is happening, keep an eye on headroom. This is a huge part of the lesson. As soon as you start layering chopped breaks, the level can climb fast. Then once you add bass, stabs, or effects, the mix can get crowded in a hurry. A good production habit is to keep your master peaking around -6 to -3 dB while you're working. That gives you breathing room. If your break or drum rack is too hot, use utility on the track and lower the gain by a few dB. That's better than just turning the master down. Clip gain or track gain gives you more control earlier in the chain, which makes everything else easier later. If you're using drum bus, be careful with the drive and crunch controls. A little can add great character, but too much can flatten the transient punch that makes jungle feel so good. That punch is important. Old school drum and bass needs those hits to snap. If the processing smears the attack, the energy can disappear even if the track sounds louder. Next, clean up the low end. Breaks often contain rumble or low-frequency hits that can fight with the bassline. Put a Q8 on the break bus and high-pass it gently somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz, depending on the sample. Don't overdo it. If you cut too much, the break can lose body and feel thin. If it still sounds muddy, cut a little more. If it loses too much weight, back off the filter. The goal is to keep the break punchy and gritty while leaving the subspace open. Now bring in the bass line, because the roll only really makes sense when it's interacting with something else. A simple beginner DNB bass line could be a clean sub from operator, a Reese or mid bass from Wavitable, or a simple rave stab from analog. Keep it straightforward. A good jungle arrangement often works because the bass and drums trade energy. When the break roll fills a gap, the bass can answer on the spaces. That call and response relationship is a huge part of the style. Also, resist the urge to make the bass too loud. In this genre, tracks often sound bigger when each element is controlled rather than smashed. If the bass is huge and the drums are huge, they can end up masking each other. Leave them room to breathe. At this point, group your drums into a drum bus. On the bus, a simple stock chain works really well. Start with utility if you need a small level trim. Then EQ8 for tiny cleanup if the low end is building up. After that, a little drum bus for character, and maybe a glue compressor to gently hold things together. Don't crush it. A gain reduction of 1 to 2 dB is usually plenty. The goal is glue, not punishment. Now let's make the arrangement feel intentional. A break roll works best when it arrives at the right moment. Try 8 bars of basic groove, then 4 bars with a short roll, then 2 bars with a denser fill, then drop back to the main beat. That rise and release creates tension, which is exactly what old-school rave energy is about. You can place the roll before a bass drop, before a transition, or right before a snare fill into the next section. Think of it like a call to action before the track hits again. A few extra teacher-style tips here. Check the groove in context, not in solo. A roll can sound too busy by itself, but once the bass and other parts are in, it may be perfect. Also, use velocity variation if your roll is MIDI triggered. Let some ghost notes be softer and main accents be stronger. That human variation adds a sampled feel without needing more notes. If you want a darker or heavier vibe, keep the texture controlled. Subtle vinyl noise, a reversed cymbal, or quiet ghost percussion can add atmosphere, but don't clutter the rhythm. You can also use mild saturation, a little redux, or vinyl distortion for grit. Just keep it restrained. The goal is worn in and old, not obviously broken. And if you want more width, keep the low end centered and let only the higher percussion feel wider. That keeps the kick and sub focused while still giving the break some stereo life. Here's a quick practice challenge. Set the tempo to 172 BPM. Load and slice a break. Program a simple kick and snare groove. Add a 1-bar roll using 4 to 6 notes. Offset a couple of those notes slightly, maybe 1 ghost note earlier and 1 snare slightly late. Put EQ8 on the drum bus and gently clean up the low end. Use utility to trim the level until the drum bus peaks safely. Then add a simple operator sub bass underneath it and balance everything without clipping the master. If you can make it feel exciting without hitting red, you're learning one of the most important habits in DNB production. Control first, energy second, loudness last. So let's wrap it up. You've now got the core method for creating a retro rave break roll offset in Ableton Live 12 while keeping headroom intact. Slice the break so you can edit it. Offset notes subtly for movement. Use utility, EQ8, drum bus, and glue compressor with care. Leave room for the bass line and arrange the roll so it feels like a purposeful part of the track, not just a random fill. The formula is simple but powerful. Tight drums, subtle offset, controlled gain. Classic jungle energy. Nice work. Keep experimenting, keep listening in context, and keep that headroom open.